SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tens of millions of people are under flash flood watches or warnings as another atmospheric river dumps huge amounts of rain on California, raising the risk of flooding and potentially deadly mud and rock slides.
5 to 10 inches of rain turned placid streams into raging torrents. Ethan Ragsdale with the Santa Barbara Police Department spoke with KEY-TV.
Please stay away from the creeks. They're absolutely dangerous. It is swiftly flowing water.
The front is stalled in Southern California today, with flood concerns increasing and rain reaching Las Vegas and southwestern Utah as the day progresses. I'm Jennifer King.
Arab nations sponsoring a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the U.S., which is set to offer a rival plan, one that would support a Gaza ceasefire. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is appealing to Vladimir Putin to intervene and turn her son's body over to her so that she can bury him with dignity. Also at SRNNews.com, there is a mega merger in the works. It would merge two credit card giants.
Capital One Financial is buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion. The deal brings together two of the nation's biggest credit card companies. In a news release, they say Discover shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140. Discover shares closed Friday trading at $110.49. Capital One was the 12th largest U.S. bank as of the third quarter, while Discover was 33rd. Both companies have benefited from Americans' increased use of credit cards, but they've also needed to set aside more reserves to guard against defaults. I'm Ben Thomas.
Wall Street set to return to work this morning following the long holiday weekend. Ahead of the opening bell, the Dow features down 131 points. This is SRN News. One Southern Baptist leader is warning that group marriage is a new thing that the left has decided to promote. Dr. Robert Mueller pointing to a rash of articles in the Washington Post and New York Magazine.
People are working really overtime on this issue. They're really putting a lot of emphasis and they're putting a lot of activity and public relations into this because they're trying to normalize something that, of course, isn't normal.
And he says this will probably wind up in the courts soon.
It's going to demand rights. It's going to demand legal recognition. You're going to have Hollywood celebrities that are going to show up identifying in this way. You're going to have people go to court suing against the privileging, they will say, of marriage limited to two people. You're going to have all kinds of things like this develop.
Last year, Somerville, Massachusetts became the first city in the U.S. to legally recognize group marriage. A number of other localities expected to follow suit in the near future. This is SRN News. With former President Trump surging in the polls, GOP challenger Nikki Haley running hard in her home state of South Carolina ahead of Saturday's GOP primary.
Donald Trump can't win, and we have to win. That's the biggest thing.
Trump's 2016 primary victory in South Carolina helped cement his frontrunner status. This time around, he has the support from all the state's top elected leaders and all but one of its congressional Republicans. But Haley points out Trump lost in 2020. He has lost cases in court, and Republicans have lost votes in Congress.
And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. Everything he touches, we lose.
Nikki Haley argues she is the only choice among the remaining candidates who can handle disputes with foreign leaders in a way that will keep America on solid footing abroad. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden heads to California later today. He will spend several days involved primarily in big money fundraising events. More details at SRNNews.com.